A federal gas tax increase is back on the table. The new Congress may be firmly in control of people like Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota, who a few years ago was saying things like this.
The president seems to have an obsession with raising taxes. Anybody who studies this knows full well that that doesn't solve the problem.
Not exactly a tax-friendly senator. But yesterday, talking with Chris Wallace on Fox, Senator Thune was a little more receptive of the idea of taxes as a way to pay for highways.
I don't favor increasing any tax, Chris, but I think we have to look at all the options. We obviously have a big delta we have to meet. The highway bill expires at the end of May, and there's about a $100 billion shortfall over what it would take to fund the highway trust fund at the current level of operation. So
an increase in the highway tax is not off the table, even in the new, more conservative Congress. And in fact, another Republican, Bob Corker of Tennessee, has been talking about it for a long time, pointing out, as he did again on Sunday, that Republican tax increases are different than Democratic tax increases in that they are not really tax increases, but user fees that will be offset by tax decreases.
Yes, we have proposed raising the gasoline tax user fee by 12 cents, but also by offsetting other taxes that Americans would pay. So it's revenue neutral, but at least it would put our infrastructure on strong footing. And that second component seems to get left out of the conversation most of the time. But yes, I believe that's what we should do.
It also helps that average gas prices are down $1.20 a gallon from what they were last year. So never mind 12 cents. You could increase the gas tax 50 cents, and gas would still be the cheapest it's been since 2010. Well, there will be some fist shaking, especially on certain talk shows. But somebody needs to ask the fist shakers why they weren't fist shaking when the price started climbing to $3 and $4 a gallon without a tax increase, when the money was going to places like, you know, Saudi Arabia instead of into American highways. But the bottom line is, it sounds like someone under that dome finally noticed the potholes, which is good news, because if America's about anything, it's about freedom. And there is no greater enemy to freedom than losing an axle.